balance of melody time again. 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. A man was informed by his physician that he had only a little time to live. That evening he wrote, "I walked home from the doctor's office in deep thought at the brevity of this life. I looked across at the mountain that I loved, and looked at the river at which I rejoiced, and I looked at the stately trees that are always God's own poetry to my soul. And then in the evening, I looked up at the great sky where God was lighting his lamps, and I said, 'I may not see you many more times, but mountains, I shall be alive when you are gone. And the rivers, I shall be alive when you cease running into the sea. And stars, I shall be alive when you have fallen from your sockets in the great downpulling of the material universe.'" This man only lived a few weeks after writing those lines. But it's very evident that here was a man who saw beyond. He saw beyond this life. He believed what God's Word says about the future. "The stars shine o'er the earth, the stars shine o'er the sea, but Christ and I shall live and reign when stars have ceased to be." St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, was in prison. He didn't know exactly what was before him, but he wasn't afraid, because his trust was in Christ.
Someday you'll hear God's final call to you, to take his offer of salvation through. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew.
But whatever happens, make sure that your everyday life is worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I do come and see you, or merely hear about you from a distance, I may know that you are standing fast in a united spirit, battling with a single mind for the faith of the gospel, and not carrying two straws for your enemies. The very fact that they are your enemies is plain proof that they are lost to God, while the fact that you have such men as enemies is plain proof that you yourselves are saved by God. You are given in this battle the privilege of not merely believing in Christ, but also of suffering for his sake. It is now your turn to take part in that battle that you once saw me engaged in, and which, in point of fact, I am still fighting.